Yo, yo, Baba, this is Chuck Zito, and you're listening to Brewer Unleashed.
All right, don't forget, check out jimbrewer.com. I go back on tour on Thursday, and we will get back to helping Corielli. But right now, we're going into the psychic world, numerology world. We've had psychics here. This is Dr. No, we had hypnotist. He was a disaster. You're not a hypnotist, so sorry. He flunked horrendously.
Did he put you onto it instead?
He didn't work. We tried everything we can, but it didn't work with that guy. But that was a hypnotist. It's all good. Dr. Cherie Silver is in studio. Explain to us exactly what do you do, Sherry?
I basically take people's birth date and I add it up as well as their name and the year of their, you know, what year they're on.
Yeah.
And I can figure out where they are this year and what they've come to the world to do.
Okay. Now, wow.
Yeah. And whether, you know, with their partners and what their relationships with the people in their life and what their mission is. And
So in other words, I'd like to start with Lou, to be honest with you. So DJ Lou can give you like his birthday, where
exactly.
He's born. And you're going to say, all right, Lou, here's what you're here to do.
And what
and here's
he can,
your mission.
Yeah.
What you can do.
What you've come to the world to do and what you're doing and what this year can bring for you.
Now, he also, which you kind of told us before, we're dying to know we did in our past lives, which you said you could do, but you have to hypnotize us. So that's another whole day.
Yeah, we'd have to take you under and record it, and you can talk about what you were before you came here. But I can tell you what life path you're on and how many times you've been to the Earth. And
really?
Yeah, from your birth date.
And you're pretty confident about that?
Very.
But, Doctor, can't you... When you hypnotize someone, aren't you basically putting them to sleep and then you're just getting them to say what they're dreaming? I'm not trying to dispute what you
do. No, that's all right. That's all right. Hypnosis is not sleep. It's like that stage right before you fall asleep where you're kind of drifting in and out and you can hear everything going on but you just feel really comfortable.
Well, what the sprinkles used to do. Inside check.
Okay.
Inside check.
Well, basically... Okay, bringing it back.
Sorry, Doctor.
That's
all
right. When we do that... When you're in that in-between state, your access to your subconscious mind, whereas all your memories are all stored in your subconscious mind. So when you activate that part of your brain, you're able to recall information that you what happened to you before you came here. And I've been doing this over 20 years, and I've done several clients, and it's not as complicated as you think. You know.
What did you do before you came here? Did you figure that one out?
Yeah, I've had several lifetimes. In one lifetime, I was burned for being a witch. In another lifetime, I was a male, and I was fighting lions as a gladiator, and I was obviously eaten by the lions.
Oh, you're a doer.
Yeah, and then...
A witch, lions,
and in another lifetime, I was in the Egyptian pyramids where they used to have ledges and initiations in the pyramids in order to evolve spiritually. And they put you in a room of snakes, and... Basically, to overcome your fears. That was initiations that they used to do. And I got bit by a snake, and then I had to walk a ledge, and I saw myself walking the ledge, and I got dizzy from being... I was a male in that lifetime, and I fell, and it fell all the way down, and I died from that way, too.
Huh.
I've had really fun deaths in lifetimes.
Wow.
No one.
So the last time you were here was when?
I was here
not in the gladiator.
Last time. That's been many lifetimes.
What was the last one?
The very last one that I know about was in concentration camp.
Really?
Yeah. There's
in the 40s?
Yeah, there's a lot of people here right now. That
how old are you?
Through that.
You can't be that old.
I'm 49. I was born in 58.
So you came right back.
Back.
A lot of people that were in concentration camps came right back.
Flying right back.
Because you were robbed of your life then, you know. And
when you're robbed, you're shot right back.
Yeah, you're given
the This is bullshit. I was here for like 15 years. This is not what I wrote up in the heavens. 15 years. Exactly. And don't worry about it. You're going back. You're going to be a pop star. It's going to be huge. You're going to be an American. It's going to be a knockout.
Yeah, it won't be so bad.
You're going to be a rock star, entourage. You have leather pants, kangaroo.
Damn.
Hitler won't be here again.
Hitler's gone. We got rid of him. A whole new world. Yeah. You're going to love it.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
So Jim Morrison died in 69, right, Lou?
Jim Morrison 71? Has the same birthday as me. Same birthday.
He thinks he was Jim Morrison.
I couldn't have been.
No.
He's already alive.
No.
All right, let's start. Let's start with DJ Lou. All right?
Okay, first birthday.
Lou. Ooh. Well, this is weird. Don't say nothing.
What?
Your birthday, Lou. Say your birthday.
My birthday is 6/21.
19. It's got to be exact.
Yeah, the month June 21st. It's got to be exact.
Okay. 19 what?
74.
Okay.
Okay, right. She's writing some numbers down.
Lou, well into his 30s.
Wow, look at she's like quick with adding and subtracting. And
okay.
48, he's 12, three is what
right,
came
broke
out.
Down, right, right. Yeah. So it means he's come to the world to learn about solidity, have solid foundation. He's got 8 power behind him, power and karma. 8 means money, power, and karma. And he's
so does
here
that mean
to,
good? What does that mean?
Uh-huh, that means he's here to express himself creatively. That he's on the lifetime of communication, to express himself creatively.
That's because he works on the radio. It's so easy
his
for
numbers
to say that
mean
last
it.
His
the,
numbers
the numbers
mean
stand
that.
Alone. Like,
really?
For example, yeah.
Let's say he had a 6. What does 6 stand
6
for?
Means love, family, home, marriage. Those are the people that just want to be at home.
What's
and
a
have
bad
them.
Number?
There is no bad number.
No
there's
bad
hard
numbers.
Channels, like people who have a 9 life path, you know, they've come to the world to serve mankind. They have to say goodbye a lot. They have a lot of endings. A lot of people die in their life. Wow. You know, everybody comes for a specific mission. How could you do it all in one lifetime? It's sometimes you come back the first time, the second time you're here to learn about teamwork. Third time you're actress, communication, creativity. Fourth time you're here to learn about solidity. Fifth time you're here for variety, lots of different experiences, travel, sex.
Have
you,
you
know
ever,
all that.
Have you ever and came then, across someone that you couldn't figure out was from another time? Like, this was their first time here?
Once. There are souls that are on just the first lifetime. They're the ones that end up in prison because they really don't know what to do. They don't know the rules. They don't know the gist of the earth. They think that they can just do that and there's no consequences.
But what
and they mess up. You know, they're new souls, you know.
But what if they have wow. rocking parents and they're just kick-butt parents and
to
like
cause them to go to prison?
Fine and...
Yeah, I mean, you know, people overcome hardship in their childhood, no doubt about it. You know, but the higher the soul, the more evolved they are, the more they realize, hey, this is a scope. You know, you might get in trouble as a kid, but you're going to kind of keep it under control because, you know, you know, there's a little bit more of a balance with a higher soul
right.
than a young soul.
I've been around then. You've been around too, bro.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, think about numbers this way. It's not
okay.
just people.
Sure.
Think about errors in society. Like we had the 30s, right? And 3 means creativity, communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The 30s were all about the movies industry. It was all about theater,
yeah.
stage, right?
Sure.
4 means solidity. The 40s were kind of like, oh, the square home, the family, the whole thing. 5 means variety, outside the box. You know, the 50s were all about rock and roll. Remember, Elvis wasn't allowed to, you know, gyrate his hips, you know?
Yeah.
You know, 5 is about getting outside the box. 50s, music, rock and roll.
60s.
6 means love, marriage, family. The 60s was all about the 60s, the Beatles, love, you know,
sure.
harmony, you know, get no war, get over it, you know.
Right.
7 means spirituality. We kind of came out of the drug era, and the 7s was kind of finding something deeper. It was still there, but we were kind of searching. That's what the 7 means, is searching.
Eight
means power, money. The 80s were
George
all about
Michael.
Power, money, you know, all that. And so basically.
Michael Jackson.
Right. But 9 is serving mankind. So all the different cures and things, you know, AIDS, all the different new things to help mankind came up. 9 is about endings. And think about last year we were on a 9-year for the world. Think about all the endings that happened. Everything got exposed in a 9-year. All the government stuff, all the corruption. Everything came out. You know, it was like almost like this unfolding.
All right.
So kind of interesting, right?
So he's what now?
So he's come to the world to express himself, to
all
be
right.
a free, to come to the world to communicate,
but,
express
but doctor,
himself.
But doctor, the only way Lou talks is when he's drunk. That's so
right.
It's odd that you're saying he's here to express.
Well,
himself.
Is there a number that says he needs a lot of alcohol?
Yeah, he's an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, 3. Yeah, they kind of mess up. They're a little bit younger souls, you know.
Yeah.
But he has power behind him, so he definitely
he has
can
some
make
power.
Things, yeah, he definitely can make things happen.
Modell's Met jersey. He has no power whatsoever.
Let's do yours.
Why do you know my lady? I was born the same day as Hitler. You don't want to play. With me.
Saved at 6/21.
4/20.
What's your birthday?
All right, what's Pete Coriolli? Get
what's
this
your birthday?
Pete.
April 20th, 1970.
Watch your hair's gonna stand
1970?
Up.
Yes.
Okay. All right. 24.
Here we
10,
go.
7,
just count the numbers.
Blue power.
Now you've come here for variety.
Oh,
you've
you know,
come
hold
here.
On. Just the way she said that, really, she's holding something back. She knows you may be something deeper. Then what's anticipated? She's holding information back. She went, oh, now you came here for...
what is Friday. So true. I mean, he's the five, you know. He's come here as a five life path. He's come here to, he can do many different things. He's very multifaceted. He's definitely outside the box.
I am a jack of all trades, Doc.
And definitely tries and wants to experience everything and anything in this world, you know, within reason. He keeps it up.
All right, I'm with you so far.
All right, and that's
not all the way, but yeah. I'm with you.
But he does have to have solidity. He needs a solid foundation. You know, okay. He needs to know
that's
he's got a job
man.
And everything.
And my wife,
right,
damn.
Right.
Got
and
my friend got my wife.
But a lot of independence. You got to do it your way. You know, definitely eye orientated.
Well,
you know,
I think we just listened the last 45 minutes to figure that one out. The woman in her little baby carriage.
All right, so you read about me, Doctor.
No, I didn't. I've never even met you before.
What about the brew man here? Let's get down to it.
Okay.
621-67.
Okay, 27. We just add up all the birthdays. They can get it on the web. How to do their own numbers.
Right, I could figure out. Some lady did
now
this
you,
years ago.
Yeah. You are fully, see, you're both fives, but you're a different combination of fives. That's why you get along, because you both really are outside the boxes. You've come to the world with only five. In other words, you really wanted to have a lot of fun. You wanted to really experience a lot of different things. You wanted to go, if you can't physically go somewhere, you definitely go in your mind somewhere.
I'll ask for that.
and you have to have a lot of experience. You need somebody that allows you that freedom, that variety. You know, you don't like to be boxed in. But you definitely get yourself in trouble, but you're always protected. You have that zero protecting you. That's a Godhead protection.
What is that? A what head?
A zero is the Godhead protection.
A Godhead?
In other words, you get really close to where you could actually really get hurt, but you're protected.
You have
a very strong protection, you know. So
you're
both fives.
Watch out, evildoers.
You're both fives, but yet you're a different combination. How you do the lifetime is different, but yet you're both fives. He's got the solidity thing, you know, with the four, because he's got
a
four there.
Absolutely.
But he's got a God watching him.
Yeah, I'm covered. He's got the Godhead protection.
Bro, I'm covered.
You want to know what year you're going
on? Can't get a high. You know who my CIA is?
The Lord.
The Lord.
I can tell you what year you're going on. All right?
What do you mean?
Yeah, in other words, by your birthday also, you can see what's going to happen this year.
Oh, tell me what's going to happen this year.
All right.
In 2008?
I'm going to start
with Pete Corielli. What's happening for Pete Corielli?
This year, it's his birthday right now practically. So it just passed, right?
Yes.
And he's going on. This is a very intuitive year for you, actually. It's going to be a little slower than most. You're going to actually be a little bit more introspective, want a little bit more time to kind of learn and study. And you're going to find yourself actually being a little bit more of a seeker, maybe a little bit more Jim Morrison-y this year. A little bit more in depth.
You're just trying to play me now, man. You're telling me, Doc, I got to get another weapon.
No, I'm playing my fiddle.
This is a deep year for you. You know, by next year, don't worry about it, because by your birthday next year, you're going to be fully in your power. But this year is more about, you know, learning and getting more introspection and getting clearer on some things.
Do you
things.
See peyote in this coming year?
Is that a drug?
So, all right.
Do you see...
It could definitely take you there.
Do you see baby carriages getting burnt or tossed?
I see some challenges, but nothing negative. You know, just being able to look at the higher spiritual road. It's about a year looking for the higher spiritual road.
It's not going to happen.
Whereas you...
No offense.
No worries.
I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah. In June, you coming up in June, right now you're on a finishing ending. This is kind of like a completion year for you. But next year, you're going on a whole new beginning. In your birthday in June, in a whole new direction, ready to move forward and really being directed, a lot more directed. So this year's about kind of you're just coming off of it, let go of everything and, you know, pack up things you don't need anymore, you know, that good old sorting kind of year, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in June, you're going to go on your new 1 year vibration.
Very interesting.
We have one more thing. Can we bring that in, Lou? I want to know, Doctor. Do you have the ability, if we give you something, can you... Basically, what we have here, Montana, can you give that to the doctor?
He's so funny.
That's a signed photograph of Lenny Dykstra. He used to play for the Mets.
Okay.
And then after the Mets, he played for the Phillies.
Okay.
And
are you betting on him?
No, the Mets and the Phillies despise each other. And I was wondering if you could rub the picture of Lenny Dykstra and be able to tell me who's going to win the... At least the Phillies or the Mets.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, take your time. This isn't a game either, man.
Take your time. This take is your time, dead doctor. Serious.
You were on Good Morning America yesterday. We know you are legitimate.
I don't know if you're going to hate my guts, but I get the Mets.
Thank you.
Oh, really? The
she
Mets?
She said it.
All right.
She feels the Mets.
All right.
You know why? Because Philly fans curse themselves. You know why? Because the Mets got God behind them. The Phillies have the devil. You know what the Philly fans did, Sherry?
No.
Dr. Sherry.
Dr. Sherry. Dr. Sherry, talk about disturbing. This is what the Philly fans did, and I still want written apologies to my email, and I want it written to Jose Reyes. One of the ballplayers on the Mets slid into a base, hurt his head, and laid there, and the Philly fans cheered that he was laying there. And then after about 3 minutes, he finally was able to stand up, and they booed that he was able to stand up. This all in Philadelphia.
That's
very disturbing.
Very nice, is it?
No, yeah. And that's why I refuse to watch John Adams on HBO. Yeah.
Do you see the future of Philly as a whole? can you tell us how it's going to play out, Doctor? To some great flood. Everyone's going to get out safe. Everyone's going to get out safe, but the whole city's going to get.
Well, let's hope they vote correctly tonight. How's that?
Sounds good.
Always back to politics.
Always back to the politics.
I could do their numbers.
Let's do them.
You want to know their numbers?
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right, I know their numbers.
Yeah?
All right, yep.
Yeah, all right, what's Obama?
So Barack Obama is a very high soul. He's a master number. He's come to, that's why he's young, and it's happening while he's young.
I have to say, yes,
I see that soul.
I see the young soul. I see Hillary. When I stand back and I just look at them, I see John McCain as a puppet. He has he's no different than what's the comedian?
Jim Henson. The puppet, the Muppet
Jim
guy.
Jim Henson, or the guy that's out there right now. Huge.
Oh,
the Bush guy, you
we
mean?
We do this every time.
We do it
is
every
he the
time.
Bush guy?
What?
No. Anyway, damn it.
It's all right. I'll come to you.
Anyway, right. John McCain is no different than someone's on his back and you squirt this. What? We're gonna kick some ass.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Puppet guy.
John McCain is one of Jeff Dunham's things. I see Hillary as she is just like you, Pete. She will do it. She does not see issues. She just sees
she's a
win,
three.
Win,
she's a
win,
three.
Win.
I tell you three. She's
she will do
just
anything to win.
She's an actress. She's a three.
Yes.
You know, the communicator, the
yes.
actress.
She
you
will
know,
do
the,
anything to win.
Right. But she wants to be heard and
where
seen and
yes.
everything.
Yes. Where Obama is
he's
really
a master
got the
soul.
Peaceful heart.
He's a master soul. He's come to the world. He has a team player. He's here to help others work together as a team.
That's what
he's
his numbers say.
That's what his numbers say. I'm not even doing it what
all
I
right.
feel. He's all nine. Right. He's here to serve mankind. He's come here for a very specific purpose. He's a very high soul. He's a master number.
Right. He's also know? Coming from a woman who called Lou powerful.
Power numbers.
Power numbers.
Yes.
A little bald-headed beauty.
Oh.
All
isn't
right.
that cool? And we didn't even have an opinion, just based purely on their numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah. yeah. You know, he's the right person. So
so let me ask you something. When did you figure this stuff out?
About 25 years ago. I learned about numerology.
Married?
No, living in sin.
Was married?
Been married, yeah.
Okay, so when you were your husband, were you like, when were you born?
Right before.
And then you go in your closet and you're like,
it's
oh my
true.
God.
The first date,
like
I didn't really want to go out with
ever.
Him. I should have used that as an example. I didn't want to go out with him, but I ended up giving him the benefit of the doubt. And I went out with him and I did all these numbers of his family. And I started telling him about his brother and his family based on his numbers.
Well, you could do family numbers?
Oh, yeah, everybody. Wives, kids. If you know what your kids' numbers are, think about it. You can stop like making them fit into your box of what you think they need to be. And you can start allowing them to have the freedom. If they got fives in their number, you won't be able to box that kid in. They got to be able to do a lot of variety. They got to be exposed to a lot of different things.
You
know?
Really think that, and with all due respect, like Brew would change the behavior of his kids based on numbers?
If
it's
he
odd.
Was open to understand why his children are the way they are.
All right,
and
let
what
me.
They
you
can.
Know, you got me curious only because you dropped a certain number out of one of them, and my biggest fight with one of them.
Uh-huh. What's his birthday?
Is you can't box as fuck. You cannot. You're trying to put a square peg in a round. You got to take on this child a completely different way.
All right.
And
let's
I knock heads with everybody. She's and I'm trying. I'm like, is it because your kid? Is it because of the. All right.
What's
we'll
his
do.
Birthday?
Let's start with one. We'll do one, which is 1 25.
It's got to be exact.
2005.
2005?
Yeah. That okay. would make her three now.
What's her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
Why you need that?
Oh, just.
Oh, put D there.
Okay.
Now wait a minute. Does that make her?
That's not the yes. kid's name. If you get,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay.
Bro, you're so protective of your kids. Like,
the
like this
name.
Doctor's a hitman.
That's all right. That's all right.
For?
It's all right. I know. I understand that. He's on the radio. You know, he don't know who's out there.
Exactly.
No, it's fine. 125, 2005. Now she's a very, very high soul. She's extremely creative and very communicative. She's got double threes. She's totally. You need to.
What
expose
does that mean?
Her
double threes.
Art. You need to expose her to all the creative arts. She's
okay.
Three and three. She come to the world to learn about love. You're here to teach her about love, love and family and home and everything else.
Oh, that's
but sense. She has to do it through the three. She's extremely talented.
She has to do it through. She has
her
to sing.
Creative,
I love daddy so much.
She's got to do singing, dancing, every art, okay. everything in the creative arts.
Okay.
Fully expose her to the total creative arts.
Okay.
You know,
and
she will master it. She will master it. She will blow you away. She will master it. But she cannot be boxed in. No, because she's got that three. The three is about communication, express, and she's going to tell you how it is. She's going to tell you how she feels. And, you know, you're going to have to understand that, you know, she has an insight that you don't see.
All right. What about
your other child?
2, 4. 2002.
Sure.
Hold on. Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, just
eight.
Get a fortune cookie
yes.
and crack it open.
Yes.
Now,
that's funny.
This child is a very, very independent child.
Okay.
It's a one life path. You can lead that child extremely in a very, very positive direction mm-hmm. or a negative direction.
Okay.
But he also has a zero protection.
Oh,
like
nice.
You, has a zero protection, but fully independent, has to be able to do it its own way. Don't you try to teach it. You can show it, but then let this child do it itself because that's the way he learns.
You get that zero God looking out for you. You're good to go, man.
Yeah, and so you don't have to worry about this child because it is protected. It has right. a very strong protection, but you do have to allow this child to have a lot of independence.
Oh,
what's
okay.
the warranty?
What's
it will not expire.
All right, we got one more. How about 5, 25, 99?
You're a busy little bee, aren't you?
And he's not even done, Doctor. He's like a dog, this one. Every spring comes around. Forget about it. He goes, so you're a busy one, aren't you?
Now, this child needs solidity, but will have a lot of changes. 13 means changes, a lot of transitions, you know. But needs solidity, needs a solid foundation, home, and everything very square. Needs everything put in its place, but has to do it through a lot of variety. Has your five, you know, needing a lot of variety, a lot of power, you know, that karma power energy, you know, wants to kind of run the show sometimes. But
dude, that's dead on, dude. That's the oldest, right?
Yeah.
But the five is like all over the place. You know, the mind is very hard with school with that kind of vibration.
Wait, what?
It's hard with school.
Say it one more time.
It's hard to be in school with that kind of vibration.
Wow.
Because they do not fit into the mold. They are not of the mold.
I will admit that.
They need to learn through the computer. The five needs expansion.
School is suffocating for a five.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
It's too
totally.
Minimal.
Both of you.
I
mean, yeah, you can't. You cannot sit and listen.
This kid can't color.
No.
She's ready to do other shit, man. The crayon. You're insulting me. I'm a five. You want me to color a turkey for my mother to put on the fridge?
Only a four or a three might do that. You know?
Give me this right angle bullshit. Right angle. You get a ruler.
But isn't that sad, though? We put all kids in one room and expect them to all learn by listening and seeing a blackboard.
No, I learned that just from being children. Right. There's everyone's different.
Right.
And I keep saying the school system, as we know it, is meant for
fours.
For fours.
People who could just sit there and listen and want to stay at the same job for 50 years.
Absolutely.
And never leave. And,
absolutely.
Right? They and do great, that, you know.
But
Ritalin works, you know, you keep them little
Ritalin boxing. Drugs them up and keeps them there.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah,
they seem to be supporting the system now.
Yes, they seem to be right on track with where we want them to be going. Yes, this one is a troublemaker. She thinks. Thinking is not allowed in the new system of our society.
Can you imagine if they would have drugged us?
Oh, we need...
I mean, if we were there and they were telling us that our parents, that they needed to drug us. I mean,
yes.
I mean, they have to play along with all this. And we, I don't think any of our generation
no,
could have played along with it.
This is not good. This one likes to think. Thinking is not good. Only doing. What can we do? Let's talk to our special scientist. Scientist, we need situation that can help us. Well, do tell me.
Himself,
please do tell me exactly what you need. We need a thinker to be sedated. Ah, we'll just label it with some kind of disease.
Yeah, ADB
and
or
we
something.
Won't blame it on the parents, and we'll supply it with a pill that will sedate them, and then they will be in order, and the parents will feel non-guilty, and once again, we'll help the society that I've once been trying to get back to the world. Until uns people like the Douglas Sharif,
you don't mind they're in a camp. Oh, you keep talking like that.
Look at
my number.
She was in a camp last life.
I'm back, motherfucker. Straight with a sign, a Nazi pants on the fire. Got his little patch underneath the snow snapped up. Go, here go. Didn't know I'd be back waiting for Christ, but who would have known? Look who's got the sacrifice. It's a Hitler. He's back. Back for the attack. Yes, yes.
Definitely outside the box, huh?
Outside the box. Just having fun, though.
Yeah. No,
just having
true.
Fun.
It's
so,
true.
Doctor, in closing, where did the snake bite you before you jumped off the pyramid?
My leg.
When was your best? Did you ever have like a, did you ever go back and you were like, whew, animal?
No, like, we're not animals.
We're never animals.
No.
I was never a dog.
We've evolved beyond that.
Because sometimes I think I'm a gorilla.
Well, yeah, you still have some, you know, old.
You
ancient...
look at a gorilla and you're like, oh, I like to get a gorilla's numbers.
They all have birthdays. They all, hey, what
yes,
about house numbers? House
number.
Number.
Oh, I'm not giving that.
Oh, no, but
I
just like the
that.
Number of a house.
Oh,
you know?
All right. Let me give you some numbers.
No, Martin Luther King. He was killed outside 306.
Yeah.
That's 9. 9 means endings. Right there on the door. 306.
Okay.
9.
What about 1986? What is that?
What year? What happened in 1986?
Yeah. Let's say 1086.
Okay, 86.
1086.
Oh, what are we doing?
I don't know. Anything exciting happening around there?
Okay, 1986 was a 4-year, a solidity year for the world. So 86 was a solidity year. Oh, let's do next year.
All right. Let's
all right,
do it.
Right?
2009, right?
Yeah, it's about teamwork. It's 11, right? 9 and 2 is 11, so it's 11 year.
A lot of block parties.
It's about, healing relationships. Everything about healing
relationships.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. Your neighbor. You and your neighbor are going to talk. Everything's going
to
be fine.
Healing relationship. Teamwork. Learning to work together. Right?
Interesting.
That goes along with the presidential stuff, right? Barack Obama's in 11, too.
If he gets in.
No, he has to get in.
If he gets in.
He's the master number.
He has to,
but doesn't
mean he will.
Well, we have to insist on it. Go vote in Pennsylvania right now.
Are you a psychic or an Obama guy?
No, I'm a psychic. I buy who he is.
Chicks like him.
No,
they
want to
say,
is.
And that's like a taboo because he's a black guy
and
people
white
like
guy.
And
he's
a white guy.
Yang.
He's a black and a white guy.
He's yin and yang. He's united everybody. Look how he came. Isn't that amazing? Somebody from both sides to represent. What would Martin Luther King vote for? What would John Lennon vote for?
Well, they're all been shot and dead, so obviously whoever wants him to go has a pretty mighty powerful...
That's why I was really nervous for him. Just make sure that he's well protected, you know.
Is there any zeros in his numbers?
No, he's in bad
problem.
A high soul, though.
So. High soul, but high souls are taken out. He needs a zero. He needs a zero. What, Pete?
What were we? Just look at us. You can tell. Did I have a sword? I feel like I had a sword. In a past
you have
life.
An affinity for that time period?
Very much so.
Yeah, as long as you movies you like of that period, you find yourself having dreams sometimes of powerful roles. And
I like Rome. I like Rome and the Roman
definitely.
Times.
Definitely. We have Italy energy anyway. A lot of Italy energy.
Oh, I mean, I'm
no,
Italian.
But you have Italy energy.
I see Brew as like he was outside the castle.
He
farming.
Had Viking energy.
Viking,
yeah,
wow.
Viking energy.
That's
very
huge.
Strong Viking. Dude. Do I boats have affinity for boats and stuff?
I'm not a water fan.
But he has a
has
a trampoline. He loves.
I'm not a water fan.
Most people that are
I'm
afraid
a woods
of the water.
Fan.
A who?
I love the water till Jaws showed up.
Oh, you mean
that
a
ruined
movie
it for me.
Through you?
Oh,
what
I was 5 years old, saw that. I'm still done to this day.
That? Why would you keep stuck in something like that? You got to get that out of rain.
I'm trying, but every once in a while, I go to YouTube, watch someone get gobbled up by a shark, I'm done again.
How many people get eaten by a shark?
Not too many.
Right. How many people have a car accident every day?
Every other day.
Exactly. You afraid to drive?
No.
I've cured him.
There
it's
you go.
It's done. You're by the water. There's no point holding on to that one.
All right. I'm going to try it.
Can I give my website?
Please do.
Okay, ShilohSpiritualCenter.org. Shiloh, like, you know, the child that
Brad Pitt.
Angelina and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
They named their baby Shiloh. I had my business before they named the baby Shiloh, but Shiloh means peace and harmony. And
all right, so we can set up a day.
S-H-I-L-O-H, ShilohSpiritualCenter.org.
Sorry, I overstayed. Say it one more time so I didn't overlap you.
ShilohSpiritualCenter.org.
Now. How long in town? Because I want him hypnotized. I want us hypnotized and we find out how long we're here.
Till Friday.
Till Friday?
Yeah.
Are you booked? Can we figure something out before Friday?
Yep, we can figure something out. Not on air. Or do you want to tape it first and then talk about it later?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll tape it, then talk about it.
Private room and everything?
Yeah.
Okay,
nice,
definitely.
Quiet, sedated room.
Yeah.
Whatever
both
gets
of you.
Us there.
You want separately, but you want to do two?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, definitely.
Awesome. All right, Brew Unleashed, be safe. God bless. Dr. Cherie Silver and Pete's Problems. We'll get to it all tomorrow. Be safe, everyone. Enjoy the... No wise guy. Enjoy your... If you missed tonight, come back at 9 p.m. 9 to 11 is the repeat. JimBrewer.com, BrewerUnleashed.com, and all that good stuff. Regulator.com. And check MySpace out. MySpace Comedy. I'm the guy this week. Huh, Pete? Brewer Unleashed, bye-bye. Take care. Enjoy Raw Dog. Focus in on the-